Welcome to the Interracial Odd Couple. I'm Gina.
And I'm Saif.
Look at that.
We kind of threw me off a little bit. Damn. Keep talking, honey.
That's all I got.
Yeah, say what's up to the people.
I just did, didn't I? I said hi.
Yeah. And we hope everybody's what?
High and right.
High and right. Having a great week. Yeah. Had a great week. Having a great weekend.
Yes. Yes.
Positive vibes, high and right.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, why are you sounding like that, dear?
I don't know.
Because you did just give off that, yes. So what's been going on this week? Family updates, let's get to it.
Oh, which one?
It doesn't matter.
Oh. Well, first let's start off with, we went on vacation.
Right? Yes, we went on a mini vacation. A
little mini vacation.
Yeah. Got away. Not fresh back from it, but it was nice.
It was nice.
Yep.
It was fun.
We stopped at Top City. Shout out to Topeka, Kansas.
Yes.
And then we ended off in Kansas City.
Yes.
Okay. Break it down.
We went to the Mother Earth News Fair.
So excited to get there.
I was mm-hmm. excited.
Yeah.
It was so cool. I got some new books and some new seeds.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody got some special new seeds.
Yeah, the most important part of the trip.
I know.
Because I got my pear tomato plant seeds, man. That's my shit.
Oh, he grabbed 3 packets.
Hell yeah, shit. 3 for $5? I'm like, take my money. Just shut up, bitch, and take my money. My pear tomato plants, man, I'm excited about that shit.
Yeah, that'll be cool. Start them from seed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then what books did you get? You got the Firesider book.
I got the new Firesider book.
Mm-hmm.
And
to fight off and ward off those cold flu season coming up.
Yeah, immune boost.
There's a lot of different recipes in that book too.
Yeah, this one has 101 in it.
101.
Yep.
Because
they won the rights. They won our rights back.
I've seen that recently.
Yeah.
Yeah. So explain that real quick. Just as a quick rundown of how, what was the whole, just, was it behind the name Firesider or what?
The name Firesider.
I just don't understand.
Rosemary Gladstar,
mm-hmm.
she's the one who came up with the recipe, I think in the 70s,
mm-hmm.
if I'm not, I'm probably not accurate, but. Well.
A long time ago.
Yeah,
a while ago.
Her and some friends.
In a galaxy far away.
When she was teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And they come up with the recipe. And a company or somebody, I don't know the full story behind it yet. I'm going to read the book. It has the full story in it.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody came along and patented the
Firesider.
Yeah, the name.
Trademarked it. Yeah.
The Firesider.
Same as the Interracial Odd Couple, by the way. We are trademarked.
Yes, we are. So nobody could use the word Firesider.
Mm-hmm.
Well, mine, I named it Kick the Season. Because I was like, fuck it.
Yeah, check out Gina's Herbal Kitchen on IG. Yeah.
Right.
You didn't call it Kick the Season.
Let me know.
Yeah. You were the 102.
Right.
And people swore by it, too, by the way.
Yeah,
it is. Samples that I gave out even last winter of it and everything.
It is really good.
It was like, man, that had me feeling. And even me last winter.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, shit, man, I was ready to punch a motherfucker in the grill.
Yeah.
Yep.
It got you over the sicknesses.
Really yeah, real quickly. Fast.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Especially with the elderberry.
With the elderberry mix.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So we got to go. I got to get that book.
Yeah.
And then
she was dying for me to buy it on Amazon.
I know.
It happened to be there.
I sent him like
links.
Yeah, I sent him the link like 2 days before this.
Yep. And something told me, and I told her while we was there, something told me that book was going to be at that fair.
I don't care. I'm so excited. I got it.
Yeah.
What was it? And then I got another maker book.
Mm-hmm.
And then he also has another book out there that I want to get.
Yeah, who? Can't think of his name off the top.
Yeah. But who wrote that book?
Right.
Has another book. Right. Yeah. And then.
That one is comprehensive too, though.
It is pretty cool.
But it's simplistic.
Broke
down, simplistic to the details of
idiots,
just
how to.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's like, yeah, tinctures for dummies is what I'm thinking.
Right?
Like,
yeah. Do it this way, you idiot, and you won't fail. Okay. Thanks.
Yeah, good looking.
So, and then I got a canning and preserving. Well, it's not all just canning, but it's a preserving your everything you grow, how to preserve it.
Right.
All your vegetables and stuff like that. So it can can it or it can dry it, or it lets me know if I can do, which way I can do all of the different plants and different vegetables and fruits. And
Everything. Everything. That's pretty cool. And you know, one thing that I did like about the seed packaging is on the back of those packages, it actually tells you, you know, when to plant them and what time and when to do it as far as seasons changes and all that stuff. It's like 6 weeks out before the last frost. Or I'm like, damn, man, what do we got to do now to get a farmer's almanac? Or what are we going to do? Because this is Kansas. Kansas is too unpredictable.
Right. No, I've I've gotten a farmer's almanac a couple times.
Yeah, that shit is 2002.
And no, I've gotten it.
Joking.
I think I got one last year.
Yeah, you got it in 2016. It ain't last year because we're in 2019 now. But
is it a 2016 one?
I think so.
Yeah, I got that one. I
There's so many damn books around here like vinyls. I don't know where the hell shit is.
I know. I'm just patiently waiting.
On what?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But patiently waiting. And just something to pop up that I can put my books in.
Yeah, that's subliminal messaging. No.
Whether that be a room or...
That's subliminal messaging. Another house. I know what it is. Yep.
Or the bedroom.
Yeah, just wait.
Either one. Whichever comes first.
Patience is what I preach to my family because they don't know what that word means.
No.
See? At least you admitted it, honey.
Man. If I want something, I work to get it.
Yeah.
And work
exactly.
hard to get it.
Yeah.
Right then.
All of it takes work. Yeah. Okay.
And then I cry the next day if I don't. It doesn't happen.
Yeah. That's the impatience.
Yeah.
That's
a damn it.
All right. So that was the highlight of being in Topeka.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was. And then?
Oh, and then we drove all the way to Kansas City.
Oh.
Yay. Hello. Kansas City.
Oh,
yes, we did see that. We were at the hotel,
our hotel
right across
overlooks,
the street.
Yeah, overlooks Arrowhead Stadium.
Yes, it does.
At least they wasn't playing, you know.
No.
Maxon went home's kneecap went backwards. And of course they didn't play last Sunday, but
right. That hotel was, it's just I don't know about that hotel.
It was interesting.
I don't know if I want to go back.
Let's rewind back a little bit because a hotel that I did get the suite in Topeka was nice.
Oh, yes. That hotel was really, really
fucking
nice.
And I'll repost some of the footage of it, too, on the, you know, this weekend. I'll repost some of the footage on Instagram.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Yeah, it was nice. And then we go to, we ain't going to use names, but that hotel was just like an identity crisis.
They didn't know what was going on, and oh my god, your check-in time was 4 o'clock, right? Mm-hmm. Luckily, we
By
went
the
ahead.
Way, time out, pause. That check-in time at 4 o'clock and kiss my dick. That shit was bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
That's really bullshit. Bad. Who's gonna wait to check in at 4 o'clock in the freaking?
But
afternoon?
Then we fucking see why. Because we end up getting back there like 3:40 or like 3:35, 3:40 something.
Yep.
And I dropped him right off at the door.
You didn't drop me. I said, well, then drop me off at the door because
I dropped you off at the door. Yeah. It doesn't matter. I got you there
well,
to the
no,
door.
No, you got to be right about the narrative, honey.
I'm still driving.
I dropped him off at the
door. I did.
I told you to drop me off at the door.
I dropped you.
Okay.
Either way, I was driving
in
the car and you got out.
I'll let you tell the story. I got out.
He got out.
Looking sexy and bronzy as always.
Yeah, but by the time that he was done and got back in the car, and we went and parked and we got all of our stuff and we started walking in, there was a line like fucking 2 blocks long
trying to check into this fucking hotel.
Until at least 8 o'clock. Or yeah. No, at least it was later 7. Than that. Well, we didn't get back till 10.
No, but
we
it left was at later 7. Than that. I know we
but
left.
At 7 o'clock, it was still.
Yeah, that line was still wrapped around the motherfucking place. Just people checking in. Because of a 4 o'clock check-in. Who the fuck does that? Like, come on, man. Crazy. And it was only 2 people at the fucking desks.
Yeah.
It's like, come on. What are y'all doing?
It was bad.
Yeah, it was bad. So what else happened after that since we left at 7 o'clock? What we go do?
We went to 2 haunted houses. Yes, we did. We did the VIP.
Yep.
So,
skip the line like a motherfucker. We walked right in. Them lines was long as shit.
See, the problem is,
you got to drop dough on that, people. If you're going to do some real haunted housing, go ahead and just buy that skip the line and VIP. Go ahead and do it. Just do it.
For one.
It was what? $270-something?
Yeah,
that we paid for that for all 3 of us. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you sit there.
4 stories.
Yes. But you sit there. And if you have me in that line longer than 20 minutes, I'm going to pass out.
Yeah, she's going down, man. You know, we're getting older out here in these streets. We're not playing around anymore.
My blood pressure starts going up and down really fast.
You know, this is when you wait the debate. It's like, what do you weigh? It's like, she didn't want to pay the price, but at the same time, do you want to do the time? It's like, standing in line. You see what I'm doing here?
Maybe,
I'm rhyming. But
see, maybe we could stand in the line and I can pass out and then they'll just bring us to the front of the line and we can just go in.
Nah.
They'll be like, nope.
It ain't going to be the front. It'll be the front of the line, all right? Going the opposite way of the haunted house into a fucking ambulance.
Probably.
And then, yeah, shit, that $200-something turned into a fucking $1,500 trip plus medical fees. Fuck out of here.
Funny.
But, yep, we went to the 2 haunted houses. We went to the Beast.
Yes, the Beast.
And what was the other one? The Macrobe Theater?
Macabre
Theater?
Something like that.
Yeah, it was different.
Mm-hmm.
I was mad as fuck because the whole purpose of why I wanted to go back this year was to jump off the fucking roof.
Because, see, I would have picked the other one. What was the other one called?
What? Oh, the other haunted house?
Yeah.
It was the because we did that the first time around. But I forget what episode that we talked about that with our encounter and everything like that, but that was the other haunted house.
I know. I wanted to go that one.
Yeah, Edge of Hell is what it was called.
Yeah,
Edge of Hell.
That's right.
Yeah, but we went to the Beast and the Macrobe, and it was cool. They kind of scaled it back from when we went a few years back.
Yeah, they did.
You know?
And maybe it's just because it's not close to Halloween and it's a Friday night. Maybe Saturday nights go rock harder. Or that was a Saturday night. Maybe Friday nights
You're talking about me or the haunted house?
We didn't get a rocket. We had a kid in the room.
Yeah.
That's a boo.
When did that ever stop us?
That's shitty parenting.
Oh, shit, man. But we did have a good time. We definitely needed that. Just a little quick break. An extended break is coming soon, though.
Yeah.
It's definitely coming.
I liked the foods.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Cheesecake Factory.
Listen, I was mad that we went to Texas Roadhouse.
We did.
In Topeka. I'm like, why? Because it was close to the hotel. Right. Gina wanted to walk, first of all. Why are we going to? No, we're
he
not
was tired.
Walking.
This weenie was
Hell
tired.
Hell yeah, I was tired. I just I'm got tired. Off an 11-hour shift. I'm tired. I'm not walking any day
I was
more.
Talking about walking.
Man, and I wasn't doing no more walking. I'm like, no. I've been up since 2:30 that morning. I'm not walking. Then we got a goofy-ass waiter that Gina swears I was jealous behind, which is funny. Oh, yeah, I'm putting it all on Front Street.
Hey,
I'm like, I'm not jealous behind this shit. This motherfucker was worthless, people. He was fucking worthless. And Gina's caring nature and heart is like, oh, he's so sweet. Oh, that poor kid.
I
just want to pat him on the head and give him a $100 tip. Like, No.
I was not even giving him $100. Are you fucking nuts?
This motherfucker fucked up so bad. We waiting on our food. Like, where the fuck is our food? And he finally comes up after 20 fucking minutes talking about, I forgot to put you guys' order in.
I'm so sorry.
And I'm so sorry.
Forgive me.
And I'm
I cannot believe I did this.
You should see Gina's face right now. Because Gina's looking at him like, oh, you poor thing. And I'm looking at him like, you fucked up. What, are you guys upset with me? Are you not wait staff or not? Why are you asking the customers if we're upset? So he wouldn't look at me no more. He just kept looking at you. And so I had to give Gina shit about it. And I just gave her all kind of hell about it that night. That like, man, what the fuck? Why are you asking? Well, are you guys upset with me? He was ready to cry. Like a little bitch. Like, what the fuck? You kids, get your shit together out there. You kids out there getting into the workforce, get your shit together.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. And then we went to Cheddar's. Or not Cheddar's. I always wanted to call it Cheddar's. We went to Cheesecake Factory.
Cheesecake Factory. Yeah. And we had the same scenario.
In the beginning. With the older dude. In the beginning, we did have the same scenario.
We did. The same waiter. Our same waiter was like a goddamn airhead too. I don't know what's wrong with these young men. It's like...
But you didn't feel as sympathetic the next day.
Well, I wasn't. When we were in Kansas City. He had me... I got a drink, so I was really sympathetic.
Oh, yeah. Gina doesn't drink, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't drink.
She don't drink. She stays high and right. So.
Yeah. So you put some heavy liquor in me.
No, and... I didn't. I mean, you had a... What? What was it? You had a... It wasn't a Mai Tai. You had the Mai Tai like 2 weeks ago.
Right.
Before we left.
I know.
And you was like, I feel it in my toes.
I do. That is the first place I feel this shit. I'm like, fuck yes, this is kind of awesome.
Yeah, you had some kind of Maui ass drink.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It was funny.
Some fruity ass drink that I didn't like.
Felt it right in my toes.
And I was slamming Long Island iced teas. I was slamming them like a motherfucker. Man.
And then the next night I had what? Oh, that pina colada. It was disgusting. But I only had
That was
like,
at the water park at the hotel. Right. That is questionable.
That's my only
about
other drink that I had.
In.
You had a lot more to drink. Well, that's the only drink that I had.
Hey, man, I had them Long Islands, man. They was kind of slapping a little bit.
So I know.
I was getting ready to start my shit later on that night in the bar. And had motherfuckers cracking up in there. And I was like, okay, here mama come to kind of keep me tamed a little bit. You know, otherwise, he'd be down here until they close.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't going to be like that. Because that bar closed at 12. I could have stayed till 11:15. But I was driving back the next day, so I knew what time it was.
Yes, I had the pina colada. It was disgusting. But I only had like maybe...
You didn't really drink much of that, though.
No, like maybe...
Because your tolerance is way low.
A half cup. Harmon just... You just barely sipped on the damn thing. Mm-hmm. And oh my goodness. It was already in my toes. I didn't need no more. We're good.
See, here we go. That narrative is in my toes. Oh, I feel my toes tingling. You driving back tomorrow? Yeah, all right.
You're the one who said you drive there. No, I'll course. Drive back. Okay.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, shit, I'm going to get us home. And I did.
Yeah,
but we did have a good time.
Yeah,
we did need that little bit of break.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to get an extended break soon, though. We got to have that.
I don't know. I don't like longer than 2 days.
3-4 days is my max. Anywhere.
2 days
like
is
anywhere.
My max.
But if it takes a day just to get to a destination and then you got another 3-4 days there and then having to take another day to get back, yeah, that's a lot of time invested just to travel.
I don't like that idea.
Yeah, but you want to travel. All women, when they get older, want to travel. It's the dedication towards the traveling, huh?
I'll go backpack.
No, I'll you want an RV.
I'll just get a backpack on.
We already talked
go.
About it. You want a freaking RV.
Sure, why not? I'll take living off the grid.
Yeah, living off the grid. That's another book she passed by at the fair.
I wanted to
by
get
the
it.
Way.
For beginners.
Yeah, for beginners. Living off the grid.
I so wanted it. I did. I was like, we can do this. I'm just sure of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, but we got a whole bunch of really cool seeds and stuff, yep. Which brings us to Poppy.
Hey, you got that shirt on right now.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
I had to,
And you're sticking your titties out, stretching your back.
Yeah, it's hurting.
What about Poppy?
So that brings, as I said, I said that's what brings us to Poppy.
Mm-hmm.
we had to leave him. So
we left everybody. Yeah. That's the point of a vacation.
Right.
Speaking of Gina's family updates, let's do it backwards. This is perfect.
So we leave. And I don't hear.
I should be laughing right now because I know I live with you.
And I'm panicking. Even when we leave that night, I was panicking because I was like, Gina, oh my God.
Gina just cares so much.
Oh my God.
She does. And I don't make it sound, well, I hear me talking. I'm talking to myself out loud, but it ain't that I don't care too. But we on vacation. Like, honey. But you were panicking. Wondering what was going on.
Nobody.
And you even coined it all the way down to when we were sitting outside the hotel. And you was like, I know the family has to be fighting right now.
Like, like,
they
fighting.
Have to be fighting.
They're fighting.
I'm like, babe, just quit worrying about it.
So we come back. So my aunt.
And your dad said, by the way,
had
before you go
him.
To that part of it, with your aunt having to change him. You text and ask, how's it going? And he said, don't ask.
Yeah, he said, don't ask.
Your dad said, don't ask when it comes to Poppy. That let me know, oh, it's bad. So, okay, yeah. Your aunt had okay. to change him.
So, I show up. I, you know, I go ahead and I tell him, you know, I'll be there to get him up so Debbie don't have to.
Yeah. And I don't know why you do that.
I because I had to get there. I know, but it just... I just felt like I needed to get there.
Because you just had that distress signal wasn't, like I said, that back signal in the air with the G. That Gina call. Gina.
Oh, so I get there and I go to get him, start to get him ready and everything and get his pants pulled down. And they are full of duct tape. She taped him all together.
His shit was fucking ridiculous. Why do you have duct tape on this man? And you know why? Because he knew ahead of time when we left that Friday night. He pissed on her. He pissed on your aunt on purpose. I know he did. He pissed on her and your Aunt Debbie was mad as shit. She was mad. And yeah, this is the thanks I get. Duct tape.
Oh, you're back.
Yes. You told him good luck before we left. Yes. When we was over there. He's like, good luck. Yes.
And he laughed and says, I'll need it.
Yep. Poppy knew what time it was. Like, it's about to be a bullshit weekend. Oh, man. So the duct tape, did you have to use scissors to cut it off? Did he get a Brazilian wax? Shit. Duct tape. And you even try to explain how to even handle the, you know, the depends, the, you know, the Pampers and everything before we even left. Before we even left, you even told them how you need to tuck it in and roll it this way. And then when you roll them this way... Pretty simple instructions.
Nobody listens.
And how destructive was it?
It's hard. It's not easy.
Well, I know, but it was simple instructions.
But
and moving him is the hard part.
But if you just, you know, pay attention. But nobody wanted to pay attention.
They wanted you to record a video, an instructional video before we even left. Like, what is going on here, white people? What the hell are you talking about, Nano? Nano, well, can she record a video? That's your husband. What are you talking about? Oh, man, that's all. I was like, we got to get the fuck out of here for at least a couple days.
See what I go through.
I know what you're going through. I live with you. Shit.
So I come back and I sit down with Nano and she was telling me about all the hell that broke loose.
Oh, man.
And she was like, Regina this, Regina that, Regina, it's not the way, Regina this, not the way, not the way. You know what? We're tired of Regina.
Just ask
her. It's like, I'm so fucking sorry.
Yeah, Nano mad at you. That's called jealousy. Add the R-E in front of the Gina. That's Gina is Regina.
I'm like,
we're tired of Gina. We're tired of Regina.
I'm so sorry.
Tired of hearing her name out of his mouth. Woo! I'm like, even oh white families goodness. Go through drama.
Right? I'm like, they had to call Janet over, and Janet says, you don't do it the right way. I'm like, I don't give a shit. Yeah,
but you know what? And your grandpa don't either. He was glad you were back like a motherfucker. And he looking forward to you this evening. Like, there's my daughter. I have two boys and two girls.
That's my girl.
Listen back to that one.
That's my girl.
Connect the dots. Yeah, Nano mad, boy.
She's mad.
Tired of hearing your name, huh? Yeah. Probably from your dad more than your grandpa.
No, both. Problem is both.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Laying claims on you.
They were all mad at me, and I wasn't even there.
Yeah, like, man, we can't go on a little weekend vacation. We can't go on a weekend vacation, and all shit hits the fan, and on the bed, and on the floor, and duct tape.
Right.
Oh, man.
It was crazy. Being crazy.
Yeah. Why is he being crazy these days?
No, I don't know.
He missed us, too.
Yeah, he was glad we were back.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went to see him.
Yeah.
Take him a whole bunch of goodies and stuff.
And you mad at him because he ate all the other goodies that you just got him. Because yeah. You finally got him a pencil sharpener, by the way. You finally got him a pencil sharpener.
I did. Uh-huh. I'm a pencil sharpener.
He still wants knives and chainsaws and everything else. That's what he wants.
I know. He wants pocket knives. Mm. He wants scissors.
Yep.
And I'm like, Papa, I think I did enough by giving you a hammer.
He wants rope, formaldehyde, a trunk, a location.
Oh, man. I'm like, no.
I did tell him we got to get some new hair color for your mohawk. Mm-hmm. And we got to get it shaped up. And I mean, we got to get that shaped up and ready to go.
Yes.
I did finally see his fingernails, by the way.
Right.
I'm like, and you know what's funny? That black book that he handed me. Mm-hmm. It's the same colors that he likes. That red and that green color. Mm-hmm. What is significant about
the green
that?
Well, it's like green and pink.
Yeah. What's significant about that?
I don't know. He just likes colors.
No, those two specific colors do have to have some kind of significance to his crazy self.
He just likes colors. He said that's what she had on hand and brought to him to do.
Yeah.
That's all that is. Color-wise, I don't know. No, he likes all different colors.
Yeah, because he's arts and craftsy. He's definitely arts and craftsy. You are too, though. That's where you get a lot of it from. And he does great work, though. Mm-hmm. He really does. He does a lot of great work. He builds wells and benches and humps people and...
Yep, there's a lot of things.
Yeah.
I got him a flashlight.
Still wants to see that dick in the shadows.
Yeah. I got him two flashlights and a headlamp.
Trying to catch a cock.
Yes.
Now, if he needs a headlamp to see a cock at night, something's wrong.
Well, I got him a headlamp anyway.
And even I was looking like, why did you get him a headlamp?
Because they had the goddamn thing open and I didn't want... I just, like, I'm not coming back for anything else. It just in case. Grab this in case he needs a headlamp.
Also called you out on your bullshit, too.
Yes, he always does.
Yeah, because he's like, did you get my scissors? And what did you say?
I forgot.
And he said, you forgot? Always scheming.
And I forget everything.
Willie Bean. Oh, shit. So what happened last night? I have no idea. Your dad said you want a freaking adventure.
You mean yesterday?
Yeah, last night. Yesterday. That's whole day.
Yesterday.
The whole damn day.
That's the whole day.
Oh, shit. Let's break it down.
I get up and I shower.
Let's start the day.
I'm having a good day so far. I'm like, okay. Get going. Get the poppies. Mm-hmm. Give him his bath.
Yeah.
And then get him up.
Happy as hell to see you.
Get his breakfast together. Mm-hmm. Get him his pills. Mm-hmm. And here shows up Dad.
In the Gran Torino?
You know what yesterday's excuse was?
What?
Yesterday's excuse for him not getting there was he locked the keys in the car and had to get them out.
He locked the keys this in the morning, car and he had was to get waiting them out. For it. See, I see all this of morning. This. Like,
yeah, honey, I was like, you just,
isn't your jeans?
You're like, you know what? I was like, you just know I can get them out by myself, so you just gonna come whenever.
Yeah, yeah. That too.
So then, today's excuse was, or yesterday's excuse, mm-hmm. or today's. What day was
you
it?
You just said yesterday's excuse. He locked the keys in the yeah, car. So I didn't today's see excuse
you.
Was what?
No,
you. No, well, you haven't seen each other for a couple days. pretty much since we've been back.
The day before was the keys in the car. Yesterday was some people were supposed to show up to look at the rental.
Yeah.
And
it ain't even ready yet.
No. So, anyways, they never showed up. That's why he was late. Okay. So. He gets
got
there.
A girlfriend finally?
I know.
Does he finally have a girlfriend?
Oh, God, no. Fuck. So, anyway.
I'm hoping so bad. I'm going to buy an escort.
So, anyways, I go and, I'm ready, you know, I'm just going to go back home because I got too much I got to get done. And, no, Dad's like, well, why don't we just run to,
I'm not recording. Relax.
What are you doing then?
I might be recording in a minute.
See?
I'm not doing anything.
You're doing something.
No, I'm not recording. But Dad said what?
Dad said that, I forgot. Oh, Dad's like, well, why don't you take me over to Harris Street? Carpet. And I'm like.
Yeah, that's how the day started.
I'm like, okay.
For the rental, get some carpet.
I'm like, okay. So we go.
Didn't have it.
And then we go to Farhol's.
Didn't have it.
Then he said, well, let's go out to Slumberland. Or not Slumberland.
Jabbar's.
No, Sutherland's.
Jabbar's was late. The last
Sutherland's. Okay.
This so is all Wichita, Kansas.
Oh, so it was funny, too, because I get some stuff from
Sutherland's.
I get some stuff from there. Mm. So we're waiting in line. And Dad was trying to plan our route.
No, he's trying to plan the rest of your day with him.
No, he's trying to plan the route. I already know the rest of my day's fucked.
Yeah, because you're the Uber.
I knew it the moment that we got in that car. Yeah. I'm fucked.
Right. Yeah, you're the Uber.
So, I get there, or we're in line, and Dad's trying to tell me what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm. He did tell you what you were going to do.
And it sounded horrible. Right. So I said.
So what did he say? How did he say it?
He's like, well, we'll run, put Dad down, and then we'll run to Lulu.
And then run to the farm.
Run out to Lowe's. Well, we can do that later. So let's just run to the farm and then feed Poppy. I'm like.
You the look. Uber.
I said, for one, you told Nano that you're getting her a burrito, so I guess we're going to go eat next. After we're done eating, we'll go put Poppy down. Then we will go to the Lowe's. Then we will stop off at Lulu. And I said, then we'll go for fucking feed the animals. And I said, then we'll go to the other place that you want to go to. And then we'll go get Poppy up. And this black guy in front, he turned around and said, well, seems like she's got the plan.
Whoever that brother was, shout out to you.
I was like, yep, yes I do.
Yep. That's how I knew what time it was. Like, okay. He told you what time it was, and then here you come. Mm-mm. Since you the Uber.
I
you
am
go dictate
planning.
What's going on, man.
I will plan a route in my head so quickly.
Because mm-hmm. you don't like moving at all without a route.
No. Nope.
Yeah, that's just the way you are. That's the way you've always been. Mm-hmm. Yeah, without a route. But I'm the same fucking way. Like, no, this is how I am. That's why you send me to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Because I know the route. I'm in and I'm out. You in there for an hour.
Like, well, I can't go to the big one. I don't know where nothing's at. And then I like to go look at the clothes. And then
see? Here we go. You just
do all this other shit. And I don't want to. I go to the little one, I get what I need, and I get out.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't like to go to the big one.
You don't like going to either one of them.
Yeah, true.
Okay, so let's quit bullshitting.
You got dinner. That's why you got me. Dinner ready, don't you? So obviously, I like to go enough.
Yeah, I got dinner ready. Barely. That's just strategic planning. Mapping a route out.
Yes.
On a route?
I mapped my day out.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I like maps. Yeah. I like mapping my days.
Uh-huh.
Mapping my routes. Mapping my minutes.
So how far is he from the rental now? Getting it done. Yeah, let's not bring that up, huh?
No, we went all these places because we needed to find Backerboard. We're pricing Backerboard. We're pricing, trying to figure out which would be the best route to do it, do the floor, and all this shit. And Mary, bless your heart, Mary's kitchen is the ugliest fucking kitchen I have ever seen in my life.
Who the fuck is Mary for the listeners? And why is her kitchen ugly as fuck?
Oh, Miss Mary. Mary and Lee. They lived there when I grew up. And when she finally, or Lee passed away. And then when she finally had to end up going, and I think she went to Mississippi or somewhere, Missouri or somewhere, to live with her sister because she was getting time. So.
Yeah.
She sold the house to Dad because she didn't want nobody else to have it. Well, her kitchen.
Your dad's manipulative ass.
Her kitchen. Well,
how much did you get the house for back? Just to put it in perspective for people that are listening. What did you get the house for? $30,000?
Yeah, I think you bought it for $30,000.
Crazy. Crazy. Mm-hmm. Good luck trying to find a house like that now.
Right.
Like, for real.
But the kitchen, see, it's the countertop is that old, you know, that old laminate that's like yellow, you know, the
like linoleum style.
Yeah, the old yellow linoleum colored shit for your countertop.
The shit that fucks up my fucking coloration right now.
It's a horrible yellow.
Anyway, folds up and yeah.
So it's a horrible yellow. So, with that, you have green cabinets and drawers.
Straight out the 70s show, huh?
Green. And it's like almost...
50s, 60s, 70s.
Almost like a... I don't know. Like a tree green. Like that color green. It's like a... I don't know.
I've got too many plants in my studio.
It's
right
not
now,
literally like a puke green, but it's
yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Trying to get there.
Fuchsia or whatever. I don't know what names are. What it goes a fuchsia green.
I don't know what it's talking about. But anyway,
I'm just throwing the green color out there. What is it? Pimento or?
And so, and then on the other side, it has like tile.
Tiles on the wall or on the. On the countertops.
On the wall.
Okay.
All the way down.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like...
I know what it looks like. It's just kind of funny.
It's like a design. It's like a green design on it. And they're like... I don't know. It's like hilarious. And trying to match...
Ain't gonna be all no
that,
matching.
That ugly colors.
Yeah. Trying to keep all this...
On a floor.
Yeah, keep all that psychedelic experience, huh? From the 70s and 60s. With the shag carpet and all that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
It's horrible.
Okay. Oh. So.
So that all needs to be redone. So we were going everywhere. We went, let's see.
Damn it, Mary and Lee.
So we went to, after Sutherland's, we went and ate. We put Poppy down. We went to Lowe's.
Yeah.
Stopped by Lulu so we can measure.
Mm-hmm.
Went to Jabari's.
Lulu was a street, by the way.
Yeah, Lulu Street. I would call it Lulu.
One of the ghetto white streets in Wichita.
It's what I grew up on. So, and then, we went to Jabari's.
Mm-hmm.
And then after Jabari's, we went and fed.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to Menards. And by the time we got done.
You went to Menards after that?
Yeah.
See, that part I don't know.
See, he wanted to go. He was like, we were going to go to Home Depot.
Mm-hmm.
But then he was like, well, let's go to Menards first, and then we'll go to Home Depot. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Damn, so you was all over the god dang place.
We went to every fucking hardware.
What was he looking for?
Builder store we could possibly fucking go
what
to.
What was he trying to get?
Just trying to find what they have. Because we want the glue down.
Just
want
to look. And,
right. You know, we want to get the, go ahead and do the wood planks.
Well, you're the daddy-daughter team. I mean,
I know. I mean, he's like, this is going to be so fun for you to learn. What? Who said I was doing this
because
shit?
Because you're inheriting that shit. That's why.
I'm like, what?
Why do you not understand that?
Wait, I don't have time.
Yeah, you're going to have plenty of time when he gone. You inherited like, these rental properties, so...
I'm like, this is insane.
Or not. Like, sell that shit. We done. I ain't trying to do none of this shit. But you did all the pricing and looking at certain
things.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, that's about it. We did that all flipping day. And we didn't get back to Poppy's until, like, almost 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, well, I'm going to go home, let the dogs out, and I'll be back at 8:45. He had the nerve to say, that's only an hour and a half. You might as well just pull up a chair and wait. I'm like,
your dad told you what time it was.
I don't want to be here anymore.
And that's why I haven't seen you.
I just want a break.
That's why I haven't seen you at all.
I was like, I know this man missed me.
Yeah, they did. Like a motherfucker.
Right.
Oh,
I'm like, oh my God.
My poor baby. You was doing what you had to do for everything going on with you.
Oh, it's horrible.
It's not horrible. It's not horrible. It could be worse. It definitely could be worse. You could not be in existence.
Okay. No problem with that.
Oh, honey, come on. Positive vibes.
Always.
Oh, shit, honey. What else
positive.
Been going on out there? Let's go ahead and switch gears real quick so we can start wrapping this up. What else been going on out there? What have you noticed?
I don't know.
Come on.
I don't know. I have no idea. I haven't had much to notice.
Yeah, me neither.
I haven't had much to notice.
Okay, so what's the end game as far as the care that you are bestowing upon people around you?
My end game?
Yeah.
What?
No, as far as your own personal, you know, how you feel and how you self-sacrifice so much in taking care of everybody else around you, what do you see as your end game and your end goal?
Maybe a break. I don't know.
That pretty much sums it up. We can't even go to Kansas City or Topeka. Like, damn.
Without having to panic. Just like a break that I don't... There's just, you know, nothing. Just no worry.
Well...
Just that kind of a little break. That'd be nice.
And, yeah, I mean, one thing that you actually said, too, is when everybody's dead.
Right?
Oh, hell yeah, I'm going to talk about it.
I can breathe.
Nobody... That's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. You got your aunt ready to go. She's like, can you take care of me?
Right.
No. My you got uncle. A daughter that's way younger than both of us. Yeah. What the fuck? You start training her now.
Uncle lining me up too. I'm like, what?
No. Nope. You got kids that are younger than us. Get your shit together.
Like,
oh, spoiled asses.
Right. They want to be spoiled. That's why.
Oh, man. Living that lifestyle of spoiled shit.
They know they won't get it.
They ain't gonna get it. Because we never gonna get it, never gonna get it, never gonna... No, man. Because we getting older too.
I know.
So what the fuck we look like? We gotta look out for our own future.
Old people.
So I hope you guys are listening. Tag your family in this. I'll put a timestamp on this motherfucker.
Okay.
I'm serious. All right. Get your shit together, people. Take care of your own parents.
Yes.
Shit, let's start there. All right, baby. Let's go ahead and wrap this up. I know we got to get up out of here. We got a lot of shit going on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Salutations.
Sure.
No. Hashtag Patreon.
Come aboard.
Yeah, yeah. Pay on that my boat. Pay that private fee.
On my boat, motherfucker. Oh,
good lord. All right, babe. Go ahead and plug our social medias.
Okay. There's a tweet tweet.
You still doing this shit?
And it is IOC podcast.
Yeah, okay. That's for starters.
I want to make it slow enough for you so you can write it down.
No, it ain't. There's listeners out there, I'm sure.
I like to write everything down.
Because of your voice, I'm sure they like, oh, let me write that down. I want to see what she looks like.
No, don't. Okay, so, and then,
okay, that's our Twitter.
Yeah.
IOC Podcast.
And then Instagram.
Is.
Can you write that one down for me?
No. Is interracial_odd_podcast_.
See?
No, wait a minute. I fucked that up. He Damn did. It, man. Interracial so erase, odd couple podcast. Add the underscores in between all of that shit.
Okay.
That's what it is. Interracial_odd_couple_podcast.
Crazy. Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
I think my Gina Herbal Kitchen is like that.
Your Gina Herbal Kitchen?
Is the underscores.
Yeah.
In between them.
On what? IM or IG?
Instagram. What's IM?
I don't know. You said that last week.
See, I get confused. All these abbreviations.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man, you say something that I'm coming up with like, I am.
Sam, I am. Green Eggs and Ham. And you can also find us at
Facebook.
Yeah.
The COTPTP.
That's YouTube.
No. See, I don't know where.
Oh, man. On Facebook, we are Sci-Fi Omni Network. And on YouTube, we are COTV under Sci-Fi Omni. You can find us there at CYPHAOMNI.
See, he goes too fast. Nobody can write that down. I've already lost you.
That's called Rewind. They can rewind. This is us talking live and direct. They can find it. It's there. Oh, yeah, you didn't think about that, huh? And you could also follow
Gina. I'm trying to figure out how I'm live and direct.
You can also find Gina at LadyN79.
Yes. Yes.
On what?
Oh, Twitter. And? No. Yeah, I'm on Twitter. Yeah. I'm on Twitter, too. And I'm on Instagram.
Yeah, you be on Facebook too damn much, man. Facebook is your life. Why are people out there that think Facebook is their life? Like, everything you read is on Facebook. Every fucking thing you read is on Facebook. Fuck Facebook. Facebook sucks.
It does suck.
And I've been saying that for like the last few years. Like, I don't fuck with Facebook.
I know. I don't want to fuck with Facebook.
Well, then stop fucking with Facebook.
But I have to have Facebook.
Why do you have to have Facebook?
Because I have to post.
Post what?
On Gina's Herbal Kitchen.
No, Gina's Herbal Kitchen on Instagram is what's going to be popping, I'm telling you.
And I have to learn stuff.
Mm-hmm. On Facebook. So
a lot of my groups that I'm in is my school groups and my herb groups.
I know, honey, I know.
So, that's a lot of the reasons why I'm on Facebook, because I can be in those groups.
And then you go down that YouTube rabbit hole of Facebook, and then you just can't stop.
I can't, because I get wrapped around something, and then...
Yeah, you go down that red pill or the blue pill.
Always.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, why have I never heard of that plant before? That's because I probably won't be able to grow it.
That's what you think.
Yes.
That greenhouse is out there for this winter, and that's what you think?
No. Did I tell you? Well, that's what I got at Sutherland's. I got itty-bitty brown squares to go in my tiles for my flower.
I've seen them in there.
Mm-hmm. In the car.
Oh, it's in the car still?
Yeah, they're in the car
Okay, still. So you got more little itty-bitty brown tiles.
Oh, these ones smaller. Mm-hmm.
Oh, smaller?
Yes.
So what are you going to do with those?
I am going to make me a bench for my greenhouse. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing a mosaic top, so it'll have flowers.
You want to feel like you an Egyptian god in there, huh?
I am the god in there. I make or break these plants. And it'll probably be breaking them more than making them. But we are in a learning time.
Yeah, and we are in a learning time. You just
laugh at yourself and say, oh, don't do that. Sorry.
Hey, my motto in life for a long time now is if you ain't fucking up. You ain't learning.
Nope.
All right, baby, go ahead and tell everybody.
What else now? Tell you what?
No, tell everybody that's listening.
Hi.
We're supposed to be telling them bye.
Oh, bye. Well, what the... Dude, really?
I'm fucking with you so bad
I'm supposed to read his mind, which I can't do.
Yeah, you do, because you claim to already know what I be thinking half the time in the first place.
I have no clue what you're thinking, and I've never said I know what you were thinking. If I knew what you were thinking, then we wouldn't be together, because it would already fucked up by then.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's how you feeling?
Yep.
You're right, baby.
I know it. How's that work out for the women that think that they know what their husbands need? Nope.
Nope. Ask questions.
I'll just let it roll.
Listen, we hope you guys had a great week. We hope you guys are having a great weekend out here. Mm-hmm. Hope you're achieving your goals and staying positive and being relentless about it.
Yes.
Being relentless about it.
Get what you want. Get it. Put it out there. Get it. Go take it. Well, don't take it if it's not yours.
Why are you sounding like this is supposed to be an episode of The Secret or something? Like,
it's a secret. What's a secret?
Never mind.
Okay.
Hey, shout out to everybody. I'm glad that you guys listened to us. We're glad that you guys listened to us. I don't know why you listened to us, but you listened to us.
That's strange.
Oh, man. But we got listeners out there. We definitely got listeners out there. And you know who you are. Mm-hmm. We know that we see the geography. We see the mapping. Speaking of maps.
We watching you.
Oh, no. We ain't watching nobody at all.
We have no time for that.
All right, everybody. Have a great weekend. Be safe. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Deuces. Go stir that chili.
I'm going to go pee first. Then I will.
Why are you acting all like you got spunk all of a sudden?
I ain't got no fucking spunk. I got some piss.
Go pee.
I'm going.
Yo, you hate me? And then you gonna smack me. You ain't shit.